Our study tonight is out of 1 John chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, discerning correct intercessions for sinning believers. 1 John was written to counter heretical views, so the epistle provides discernment. Having discussed true effective prayer in 1 John 5, 14 and 15, amongst other passages, where a Christian meets his own needs by prayer, John shifted to discussing a believer's prayer for the spiritual needs of other believers. Well, a believer who loves his brother cannot be uncaring about his brother's needs. So 1 John 5, 14 to 16 addresses, especially the needs if the brother is in a state of sin. Let me read the verses and then we'll look at them. 1 John chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. If any man see his brother, that would be his brother in Christ, sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask in prayer, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he should pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. Believe it or not, commentators have had fits with these two verses, trying to make sense of them. Anyway, when praying for the spiritual needs of fellow believers, the subject of sin in a fellow believer as it affects one's intercessory prayer for him automatically creates a problem. After all sin ultimately leads to death, so praying for a sinful believer causes one to wonder how or even if he should intercede for the believer, since it may be God's intent eventually to shorten his lifespan because of his acts of sin. So 1 John 5:16a in the King James Version mentions a situation where a believer sees a brother commit a sin which is not unto death. That's what the King James says. And by that statement, John referred to a case where sin is not punished by death as a rapid consequence of the commitment of that sin. The distinction is between sins for which death is a rapid consequence, as in the case of Ananias and Sapphira back in Acts 5, 1-11, and sins for which it is not. There are sins that believers will commit that God will not cause an immediate loss of life over that. In fact, there may be quite a lot of sins. But there are some sins that God speeds that up. So that's what the distinction is here. So accordingly, if a believer who fellowships with the Lord sees his brother in Christ commit a sin which is not met with God's punishment of death as a rapid consequence of that sin, he should ask God in an intercessory prayer to give that brother life in gracious provision and the opportunity to see the brother confess that sin for restoration of his fellowship with the Lord. Conversely, John wrote that there is sin that is punished by the Lord by means of an early physical death due to its flagrant violation of the sanctity of the Christian community. See, there are certain sins that affect others and affect others in a dramatic way. And that's the type of thing that the Lord is trying to deal with here. So John's comment about praying for such a fatal sin is simply, I am not saying that he should pray about that. Now that's interesting. He does not say, don't pray for that. He's saying, I'm not saying that you should pray for it. He's being very, very careful, and there's a reason for this. This clearly does not forbid prayer, even in the most serious cases. But naturally, in such cases, believers will submit their prayers to the will of God. So John's statement demonstrates that the motive and the only motive in choosing not to intercede for a sin that appears to be fatal for one believer is respect for the will of God that may will for the death penalty to be applied. In other words, there should be no animosity towards another believer wishing that he would die. If there is a tendency to hold back in praying, it should be only because we think or we might be quite sure that the Lord's will is that he die, and therefore you don't want to pray against the will of God. The point is the focus should be on God and obeying God, not on the depth of the sin of the brother. So No personal animosity should cause a believer to refuse to intercede for a sinful believer, because that would be hatred. And, of course, God doesn't want us to hate another believer. Now, 1 John 5:17 simply affirms that there is a genuine scope for the kind of prayer that John enjoined in verse 16. All wrongdoing, adikia, you have an alpha privative, dikia means righteous, adikia means unrighteous, is sin. But out of this broad spectrum, there is sin that does not lead swiftly to death. Now, many commentators have tried to fathom from this passage what kind of sin directly is directly punished by death. But John's focus in this context is on sin not thus punished. It is for this that a believer should pray. When he does so, he is demonstrating his love for his brother and is thus obeying the frequently repeated command of this letter to do so. At the same time, he is exercising faith in the name of God's Son, in Jesus' name. So prayer for one's sinning brother is therefore in obedience to the single two-pronged command of 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. So that's something that we need to keep in mind. John here is being very gracious in his approach. He is never commanding, don't pray for a brother. He's saying, I'm not saying that you should pray if you're pretty convinced that it's the Lord's will that that brother must die. All you should be doing is focusing on what is the will of God. The point is, we need to be very careful, and we need to approach God with great respect. So, if we fellowship with God, and thus love our brothers in Christ, we are to consider their spiritual welfare and intercede for their spiritual needs if we see them sin a sin that is not rapidly met with God's punishment of physical death. We must realize that some sins deserve God's rapid punishment of physical death, and if we seek to honor God's will in a case we believe may involve a sin in another believer that must end in a rapid death, God does not hold us responsible to intercede in that case, and that out of respect for God's will. However, in all other cases, our love for the brethren should drive us to intercede for the spiritual welfare and the longevity of other believers. Now, some interesting applications here. If we fellowship with the Lord, may we intercede for believers who sin, where their sins are not met with God's punishment of rapid physical death. However, if we see a brother sin so greatly that we believe that God may want to punish that believer with a rapid death, we are not responsible before the Lord to intercede for that case out of respect for God's will. Now remember, that's the key. It's not refusing to intercede for the brother out of spite to see him die. Never. That's hatred. It's only out of respect for what we think may be the will of God. Now, in questionable cases where it seems that God is granting time for the sinner to repent, we do well, out of love for the believer, to intercede for his spiritual welfare and his longevity. Now, this happened to me once. If we are leading a group of believers and we have been asked to lead the group in prayer for a believer who we ourselves think has committed a sin that God will punish by rapid death, we can still intercede out of respect for the consciences and the love of the group for the wrongdoer. There's no sin in praying such a prayer in that case. I was in a situation like this one time as a pastor, where I was asked publicly to pray for the healing of a certain believer. And I was of the conviction that this person really was headed towards death. And so I had not prayed in private. But I immediately said, sure, because that was not a situation to say, well, in my judgment, no, because a lot of people would not understand. They wouldn't believe it. I happened to know more about this case than what the people in the congregation knew at the time. So I went ahead and prayed for it. And I'm sure that the Lord and the believer did die. But I really believe that there's no sin. All John said is, I'm not saying that you should pray for that, but it's certainly not wrong to go ahead and pray. That's where we need to be careful. The point is, we should never have spite or hatred towards another believer, ever, under any condition. On the other hand, we always need to have a deep respect for God. So when we run into a situation like this, we need to be very careful and very cautious when we approach God. We're dealing with life and death matters. And there are sins that are unto death. There are sins that are not unto death. And what God wants us to do is to be very humble and make sure that we have no animosity towards other people. There was a time when this happened to me in a pastorate, where a believer approached me. The believer had contracted a lethal disease. And this believer came to me and said that he thought that this disease that he had contracted is because he had done something to me that was wrong. And I was shocked, you know. And I said, look, I am not holding anything against you, okay? Whether we have agreement or disagreement or something, but and I knew the Lord was listening. And I said, believers often have different viewpoints and we feel strongly about them, but I'm not holding anything against you. And eventually he did die of that situation, but that was his conviction. And that was a kind of a scary situation. And through that, I've learned to be very, very careful on situations like this. Our concern should always be that fellow believers in Christ would repent if they have sinned, and our burden should see that should occur. If we decide not to pray, it should only be because we think that it's the Lord's will that we not do so, because the sin is of such a nature that we don't want to just throw it in the face of God and pray against the will of God. But we need to be very, very careful. And in front of other people, if we're asked to pray for the party in front of other people, it's always best to go ahead in order to protect the consciences of other people who may not know all the facts, who may not have the same persuasion, because we do not want to convey an attitude of hatred, or that we even let people think that we're hating another human being or another believer. It's just something we need to tread very carefully in this realm. And grow in our respect for God.